The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We're hanging out with the champs of UFC 285.
And how nice are they? Like, you know, you get those things, you know, when you see the fighters squaring up against each other before the weigh-in sometimes, and everyone's like looking in each other's eyes, and it's just like, like aggressive and testosterone-laden. But these guys are so chilled. I'm not saying you're not aggressive, okay? Like, no, don't come for me.
All this is fake. Like, we're actually very aggressive.
I was going to say, is it actually that you two stand up there facing each other at the weigh-in, and then you've got to look all mean until the first person cracks and starts laughing?
I've always laughed at face-offs.
Really?
That's like the weirdest. A face-off is like the weirdest encounter for me, because I'm like, I'm going to punch you in the face tomorrow, but I can smile to you today, you know?
Jullie maar anders voor mij. Als ik al is, net na mijn fight, ik weet, in die mindset van kill or be killed.
Ik
is een meer serieus als het bij die van die face op of van die weigh-ins af. Voor mij is het all business tot na die fight. En na die fight kan het een bier soms.
Ja.
Talking about weigh-ins, you had an issue. Well, not you. Your opponent had an issue with your weigh-in.
Yeah. That worked out well for me. But he missed weight by a pound. So it's like 500
grams.
half a kilo. Yeah, yeah. So how that works is you then take a cut of his purse because of that. And it's a massive part of the sport is to make weight.
Yeah.
And to keep the standard at a professional level, you have to do that. So,
You beat him when he was heavier than you were.
Yes.
And then you took 30% of his money.
Beer money.
That's the kind of money you just spin on the table.
So why do you guys think that you or South African kind of fighting in the styles that you fight in is at the level that it is now with you two? Because I mean, UFC is the dream for so many fighters. And not only did you go there, you won.
Yeah, I think it seems like now we are on the stage and everybody's like, wow, these fighters just came on the scene. We've been working at this. I mean, I've been fighting professional now for 10 years and with the same team, same coach, and the same team that Cameron is part of. And we've been figuring out the style, watching all the fights, watching them compete in the UFC, and creating our own unique style. And it seems to be working.
It does seem to be working. Two gold belts coming home with you guys. I wanted to ask, go back before your fighting career started, right? Before your first professional fight. What's the conversation like when you go home to your mom and say, Mom, I want to be a professional fighter?
This is a lot more recently.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't go study after school, so they were not. I won't say they were mad, but they were very supportive when I turned pro. But the conversation was like, okay,
go do it.
You know. So I think Team CIT is my second family, and I've been with the team since I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
I've been trained by Drikus, and now our head coach Morne Visser is. We have really something special at Team CIT. So when I got the opportunity to turn pro, I knew that my support structure was there to be there right through that decision of making this a career, and I think it worked out pretty well so far.
I think so, hey?
Does it matter? Because one of the things I've often heard discussed by people who sort of enjoy the sport but don't necessarily know a lot about or don't know any fighters and so on to ask, does your background make a huge difference? Like if you were a judo guy first, then learning how to punch, if you were a boxer first, then learning how to go to the ground, like is there much difference between where you come from and where you end up?
Yeah, I think so. I think the biggest difference in that comes when people, how long have you been doing this particular style? So wrestling being probably one of the primarily dominant styles, because you can dictate whether you want this fight to be on the ground or whether you want this fight to be in a standing position.
Got you.
Because wrestlers dictate that. So that is a massive advantage to be a wrestler from, let's say, the age 6. I mean, if you look at the people in America, if you're an All-American wrestler, you most probably, because it's such a competitive sport, they have so many people and they are great at it, you've probably been wrestling very competitively since the age of 5. Mm. They have it as a school sport. It's a massive program. They give massive college scholarships for this. So people work towards that, and if you have that base, you're never going to be able to take it away. And now you have to figure out if you want to be right now. If you want to fight in the UFC at the age of 21, you're not really going to learn how to be a good stand-up striker, how to kickbox. You're not going to be able to do that, to do it against the best in the world. You can learn how to, like, maybe defend, and you can learn to help yourself, but you're always going to be dominant in that way. So
yeah.
I think where the sport is heading now, and that's what makes us so successful and what we've been believing in since, like I said, 10 years ago, being all around. No matter where the fight goes, if I'm fighting a wrestler, let's wrestle. If I'm fighting a grappler, let's grapple. And if you're fighting a striker, let's strike. So I think that is the key to being the most successful, in my opinion, is being as all around as possible.
Got to round out those skills. I get that completely. And then downtime, I mean, holidays, I can't imagine the lifestyle you have to lead for a professional fighter. It's not like soccer or rugby. You get an off season where you can just sit and eat burgers all day and relax and do nothing. Like, it's going to take you so long to get back in a condition. Well, after
that is very funny.
With a vegan burger in front of me. Well, yeah. I offered Cameron a vegan cupcake from Yum Baker earlier. His next fight is in June. He immediately said no.
Yeah,
he's like,
just
no.
Because it's vegan. Sorry. No.
I think I looked at it and I'm like, no, Cameron wouldn't say no to a cupcake, but he's not going to waste the calories on that.
It's so good. It's so
I'm going to be chowing a Kit Kat on the way home.
Because, I mean, Cammy, you talked about making weight and so on. It must be such an intrinsic, like, important front of mind part of the whole process, is how you eat and how you look after yourself.
100%. And I think we do that quite consistently well right through the year.
Yeah.
After fights, we overindulge a lot, but we get back on track quite quickly.
Got you.
I think Drikus deserves a good break, and I think he's going to take that. I might take a little bit of a shorter break. I'm not sure what exactly the plan is, but not to overindulge too much, because we still have a lot of work to do.
Because, I mean, what's the, like, how much is it going up and down? What weight are you fighting at versus what weight are you walking around at my fights?
Yeah, so... In all honesty,
that depends. Monday, when are we weighing? Monday, Friday, Wednesday, Sunday?
Because if you ask him now, I'm pretty sure he'll know exactly what his weight is, because you check it so constantly. I walk around at about 72, 73 kilograms, and I cut down to 61.3.
Sure.
So that's big. That's I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Yeah, me neither. Please tell me when you get a chance.
It's absolutely terrible, and it's not for long, you know. Yeah. So we keep that weight for about 2.5 hours, and then we pick it back up.
Got you. Okay, so no, then obviously the way you eat and the way you live your life is super important.
So
100%.
Rob just asked about kind of like the downtime and stuff. So hoe doen julle sosiale lewe? Julle seker heeltemal as julle nou nie in camp or whatever, as julle nou nie daar is nie. Say, you know, a maatjie het 'n troue, or someone's got a bachelor's or whatever, but you know you're training towards something. Do you just not go?
Nee, jy's net die hardseer een by die troue.
Ja, jy's die hardseer by die troue. Maar ek sal baie keer, ek kry mense wat nou gaan, en dan is, ek kan voel my vibe, want my mind is nie daar nie, ek is bietjie distracted, en dan voel ek al wat ek sit nou daar, en ek is nou die party pooper hier, so, ek gaan eerder nie kom nie.
As jy die fighter soek, dis gewoonlik die ou wat in die hoek staan en na die kos staan.
Dis die ou wat daar staan en kyk. En
nie,
hulle eet die perpers en die tomatie wat saam met die lekker kos kom.
Ja.
Die versierings, hulle die garnish, hulle, dis wat hulle eet.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.